Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. Are you ready for the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope? This is episode number 294. And it originally aired on March 12th, 1946. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Sonny Tufts.
Tonight from the campus of the University of Arizona at Tucson, we bring you Bob Hope and his special guest, Sonny Tufts. Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope the basketball team hears that, too. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Well, here I am in Tucson, Arizona. That's a sand dune with traffic lights. I'm just kidding. I got my laugh. It's a lovely city. And everybody here dresses like cowboys, and it's pretty confusing, too. You don't dare take a chance on whistling in a pair of high heels until they get close enough to smell the perfume. I know. I spent all last night doing the rumba with a foreman from the Double R. I came at some ranch. I came here at the request of the Academy Award Committee. When I asked them for my Oscar, they suggested I go to a place with a very warm climate. I used to live in the West, you know. I punched cows for 5 years, and somebody showed me how to milk them. And in the winter, the people here in Tucson make their living off the tourists, and in the summer, they rope cattle. But what a wonderful, healthy climate here. This morning I passed a skeleton lying in the desert, and it was winking at another skeleton. But Skinny Ennis already had a date. And they're so proud of their health record here, they don't have an obituary column. If somebody dies, they just say he got in bad with Dick Tracy. Yes, sir, it's really dry here, and it's wonderful. These students can throw a spitball, and by the time it reaches the teacher, they're exonerated by evaporation. And it's very hot in the daytime here and cool at night. It's wonderful. It's the only place in the world where you can get pneumonia that peels. And they're so proud of their dry climate here in Arizona. I looked up at the stars last night and heard the Little Dipper say to the Big Dipper, "Careful, we're right over Tucson." Yeah. Yes, sir, it's really dry. They're so desperate for moisture around here, the gophers tease the rattlesnakes just to get them to hiss at them. And this is rodeo week here in Tucson. Rodeo week, that's the week everybody dresses like Crosby. I saw one freshman trying to look Western, strutted around with his cheek puffed out, spitting tobacco juice all over the place. In fact, he spit so much he almost went broke buying Hershey bars. And you see all the girls walking around town in chaps. Chaps, that's a Western expression meaning what a silly place to run out of leather. And some of these students even wear bandanas around their neck, but most of them get up early enough to wash. I attended the rodeo here last year. They knew I was a champion rider, and they did everything to make it tough. In fact, just as I was getting on the horse, some wise guy stole the ladder right out from under me. I did pretty well, though. I stayed on a wild bull for 15 minutes, then they let him out of the pen. What a steer. He came out so fast, he'd thrown me three times before his hide caught up with us. The steer took one leap, and the next thing I knew, a pilot tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Look, Bub, as long as you're going to be there first, you take the mail." Comes Francis Langston.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever he I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart. But when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you. Speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, and all the gentlemen obviously, the madam had the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks, or was it made of the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Piero in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno, you know? And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. What did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Stallone was dancing at the boys in France, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Wonderful, Skinny. That's swell. That's Skinny Ennis singing Personality. A little song from Road to Utopia, starring Dorothy L'Amour and a cheese grafter. And now, I have pleasure in presenting one of my good friends who has become one of Hollywood's most popular and capable stars. You've seen him in any number of successful screen efforts, and you'll soon see him again in Paramount's Miss Susie Slagle. Here he is, that big blonde boy. Here he is, Sonny Tufts, right here.
Thanks, Bob, and thank you, Stu.
Yes. How long can you bow, after all? Look at this guy, will you? Tell me, are you really that wide, or is your tailor still working in that coat there, huh? Look at those shoulders. Sonny, how do you like it up here in Tucson?
Fine, Bob, but this is quite a long trip for you, isn't it?
No, not much longer than usual. You know I'm always pretty close to the border.
Yeah, and if I were you, I'd see a psychiatrist about it.
Be careful, Tufts. The bigger they are, the harder I fall. I mean, you know, Sonny, we're lucky to be here in Tucson during Rodeo Week.
Rodeo Week?
Yeah, that's the week everybody has to wear Western outfits to give their regular laundry a chance to be sent back from home. But I guess being here in the wild woolly West is a little strange for you, Sonny. I hear you come from Boston society.
That's right, Bob. My family dates way back to the Mayflower.
Pilgrims or donuts?
No, Bob, my family really did come over in the Mayflower.
That's a coincidence, so did mine. How come they never met?
Well, mine rode in the upper part of the boat.
Yeah, well, mine had fresh milk all the way across. But anyway... They just slashed off a steak every once in a while. Being from Boston, Boston boy, I suppose you're an intelligentsia?
Me? An intelligentsia?
What's wrong? Is it dirty? Charlie passed it. Say, you're a Harvard man, aren't you, Sonny?
No, Bob. You see, Harvard was too close to my home in Boston, so I went to Yale. See, I wanted to be like the other kids.
What do you mean?
Well, I wanted to be able to write home for money.
So you went to Yale. Did you get your sheepskin?
Sheepskin? Why, Bob, at Yale, they give out nothing but mink pelts.
Mink pelts? Well, tell me, what is your latest Paramount picture, Miss Susie Slagle, about?
Well, look, Bob, we can talk about my picture later. Tell me about that Road to Utopia.
Oh, no, you're my guest. Let's talk about Susie
Slagle. No, Bob, I insist on you talking about the Road to Utopia.
Well, if you insist, but I'd rather talk about Susie Slagle than Road to Utopia. Well, that ought to keep Paramount happy anyway. And, of course, and Marty Lewis, too. And, of course, they aren't crying about my winning an Oscar, either.
You win an Oscar? Now, look, who do you think you're talking to, a freshman?
All right, I'll prove it. I'll get Frances Langford over here. She'll tell you I got an Oscar. Francie, oh, Francie.
Hello.
Say, Francie, tell Sonny about the Oscar that I...
Well, Miss Frances Langford.
Mr. Sonny Tufts.
Oh, you can call me Tufsy Wupsy.
And you can call me Francie Wansie. Huh.
You know, you can get that way from listening to Onesie Twosie.
Francis, did Bob really get an Oscar?
Well, with a stretch of the imagination, you could call it that. Actually, it was a miniature one about the size of a thimble.
Oh, then it wasn't a real Oscar.
What do you mean? It was the one Crosby got last year, worn down from the polishing. Say, Francis, wasn't that something when I hid that Oscar in the chandelier instead of handing it directly to Ray Milland?
Yeah, and Ray Milland almost didn't get it.
What do you mean?
Well, you turning out the lights, running for a stepladder, and yelling, "Finders, keepers!"
Well, all's fair in love and Oscars.
But I really must admit, you look quite nice in your tuxedo, Bob.
You really think so, Francis?
Mm-hmm.
Say, are you sure that was your tuxedo?
Certainly, Sonny. What makes you ask that?
Oh, nothing, but when I came in through the stage door, I noticed one of the waiters from Ciro sitting there in his underwear.
Well, we're even now. That's the way they leave me after I pay my check.
Well, I'll see you men later. I've got a date with one of the boys in the college band.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Don't go near Sabina Canyon. That's where they study flowers here in Texas. Say, Sonny, while you were in college, you organized a college band, didn't you?
That's right, Bob.
Gee, I'd have loved to have played in a college band.
Well, you should have, Bob. You've been great.
You really think so?
Why, sure. You're a natural for any of the wind instruments.
I guess they call you Sonny because you're so bright, huh? So you had an orchestra while you were at Yale.
Oh, yes. We were very ritzy. For our violin strings, we used nothing but pedigreed Siamese.
Oh, those ritzy cats.
I played drums.
So you were a drummer. Say, where'd you get the skin for your drums?
Where does anybody get skin? I waited around until I got through hazing a freshman.
Man, did I hear somebody talking about bands?
Oh, Sonny, I want you to meet Skinny Ennis. And Skinny, this is Sonny Tufts. Well, there they are, folks, before and after.
This is Skinny Ennis?
Yep.
What do you wind him up?
Wait a minute. You guys have a lot in common. You both had bands when you were in college.
Well, how about that? What school, partner?
Yale. I'm a Yankee.
What'd he say?
Yankee.
Man down south, a word like that would never get on the radio.
Can I lead your band for just one number, Skinny?
Help yourself.
All right,
Yankee.
Sorry. All right, boys. Marching through Georgia. A one, a two, and a hit it. Was that Marching Through Georgia?
Yeah, the way we play it, General Sherman gets stopped cold at the border.
Thank you, Sonny. Here's Francis Langston.
I should have known you were temptation. You smiled luringly on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing. If it can never be, did you leave for you were born to be kissed? I can't resist. You are temptation, and I'm yours. Here is my heart. Slave, only a slave. temptation. I'm yours
alone. Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. For I wish that there were more of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make a man of her. Gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
That was Kitty Ennis singing and Kelowna dancing, and here we go.
In honor of our guest, Sonny Tufts, we now present our own version of Miss Susie Slagle, entitled Young Dr. Tufts Starts at the Bottom, or It Happened in the Old Main Basement. If the characters portrayed show any resemblance to people living, you can be sure they're not the patients. As our story unfolds, we find two young interns, Bob Hope and Sonny Tufts, witnessing their first operation.
I can't stand this, I tell you. Get me out of here. I'm going to pass out. Quick, somebody get me some water.
Bob, pull yourself together.
Pull myself together?
Yeah. Pull yourself together. After all, you've seen a splinter taken out before.
Yeah, but not out of me. That's the last time I'll ever sit down in a cactus.
Calling all doctors. Calling all doctors. Go over at once to the University of Arizona. Freshman has eaten 47 hamburgers, 123 hot dogs, 200 chocolate sodas, and 96 banana splits. That is all.
Brother, that's enough. Come on, Sonny, let's hop in this ambulance and get over to the university.
Yeah, we gotta hurry. Do you have a siren in the car?
Yeah, and we can pick one up for you when we get to the college. Let's go.
Here's the place. The basement of Old Main.
Yes, sir.
Watch out, Bob. You're going to hit that cowboy standing in the middle of the street.
It's too late now. Boy, those Tucson cowboys are sure bow-legged, aren't they? Okay. Okay, stop the car, Sonny.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go in.
Here's the place. The basement of Old Main.
Yeah, we're right there again. Yes, sir. Well... We went around the building. Well, let's go in. You grab one end of the stretcher, and I'll grab the other.
Okay. Now let's try it lengthwise.
Here's the crowd over here. One side. Where's the patient?
Doctor, here's the emergency case. It's Skinny Ennis, a freshman. He just ate 47 hamburgers.
He ate 47 hamburgers? How much was the check?
I don't know. He ate that, too.
Oh, I
I'm sick. What's the idea of tackling all that beef? Don't you know the rodeo is next week?
Gee, Bob, but I ate 47 hamburgers.
47 hamburgers? Weren't you a bit wild?
I guess so. But how often do you find a co-ed with money?
This is serious. Dr. Tufts, put this patient in the ambulance.
Okay.
Skinny's in bad shape. We'll rush him right to the operating room.
But the operating room is closed at night.
That's all right. We'll slip him under the door. Get in the ambulance. Main street. Maybe we can pick up some new patients on the way back.
We don't need any more patients.
Okay, then I'll get off the sidewalk.
Well,
here we are at the hospital.
Attention, nurses. Emergency case at side door. Emergency case at the front door. Emergency case at the back door. We're busy little bees tonight, aren't we?
Kelowna, you're in charge here?
That's right, Hope J. Penicillin Kelowna. MD, PhD, LLD, and DDT.
And DDT? Did I hear you say DDT?
Tut-tut, my boy. Don't look so frightened. We only use it on the smaller type of insect.
Here's the patient, Dr. Kelowna.
Hiya, Doc.
Dad, didn't see the steamroller, eh?
Well, I'll live, Doc.
One thing at a time, my boy. I haven't decided if you're alive yet. Ah, here comes my nurse.
Hello.
Hubba, hubba. He's alive.
Kelowna, will surgery be necessary?
Yes, I'm afraid we'll have to operate on him for gallstones.
Kelowna, every time a patient comes in here, you operate on him for gallstones. Why is that?
I'm building a new home.
Hey, let me see now. Professor, the patient here is a college freshman.
Or in that case, we can save the ether. Okay. Prepare the patient for an operation, Doc. Hope, you will assist me. Nurse, prepare the patient for surgery.
What are my chances, Doc?
With men who know Kelowna best, it's rigor mortis, 2-1.
Kelowna, look. Dr. Kelowna, what makes you so headstrong?
I'll send it to gym class every day. I send it to gym class every day.
You said it all right.
Send it to gym class.
Yeah, well, we got that part, yeah. Nice time for your voice to change. It's okay.
Yeah. What's your system? See.
See?
I gotta go.
You have a strainer on the mic.
I do, yeah. See. I'll see you later. Hope I have to operate on one of the students. He just swallowed a bottle of Coca-Cola.
He swallowed a bottle of Coca-Cola? How did that happen?
Short straw, long lips. Say, nurse, you take charge here till I come back.
Yes, doctor.
Hi, nurse.
Well, hiya, nurse.
Well, well, Blondie and Deadwood.
Hiya, Starchy.
Hiya, tall, dark, and antiseptic. For a change.
This hospital has got an antiseptic smell, hasn't it?
Yes, but you're gaining on it. Did you just wander in here accidentally, or is this the pill department?
Well, are we ready in here? Yeah, nurse, I told you to prepare this man for surgery.
I did, doctor. I just took his blood count.
Fine, nurse. How many red blood corpuscles?
None.
How many white corpuscles?
None.
Yeah, we better keep it quiet. He's got the only vacancy in the city of Tucson. Well, let's get to it. Hope, you start the operation.
Okay, I'll start it. First, I'll check his condition. Pulse.
Pulse.
Respiration.
Respiration.
Heart.
Chaperone marks.
Safe. Kelowna, you drive me to a frenzy.
Okay, Hope, and be sure to ask her if she's got a frenzy for me. All right, let's go. Now, men, let's get ready to operate. First, we'll wash up.
Okay, Professor.
Okay, ready.
Okay, Hope, now give me the rag and I'll soap your back. Well, let's get started. Hand me my saw.
Kelowna, you've sawed the patient in half.
Silly me, you thought I was back in vaudeville. And now for the incision. Ready, Tufts? Forceps.
Forceps.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower?
Yes, mustache keeps getting in the way. There we are.
Have you made the incision, Colonel?
Yes, Hope. Gad, I see what's wrong with him. He has a bad case of heartburn.
A bad case of heartburn. Is there anything I can do, Colonel?
Yes, Hope, you hold him down. I'll run for the marshmallows.
Colonel, do you think you can save Skinny?
Yes, but, man, this is a very difficult and delicate operation. We've all got to work together on it. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, let's go.
Paul, get in there and fight. Here we go. A very delicate operation.
Don't let this discourage you, folks. Miss Susie Slagle is still a good picture. All thanks for the memory of Arizona. You and Tucson City, too. Our welcome here was quite sincere, of the West tradition true. And we thank you so much.
I want to thank everybody here connected to the University of Arizona for a fine day.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Charlton Sonny Tufts III was born in 1911. He was a stage, film, and television actor. He is best known for films like So Proudly We Hail, Government Girl, Here Come the Waves, and The Seven-Year Itch. He also starred in the cult classic Catwomen of the Moon. Sonny Tufts died in 1970. He was 58. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. And check in on Thursday for the next installment of Mr. and Mrs. Blandings. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. Click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen and support our show. Until we meet again. In the words of Wanda, played by Jamie Lee Curtis in A Fish Called Wanda, to call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.